Chapter 11. The Lord said to Moses, "Yet one plague more will I bring on Pharaoh, and on Egypt, afterwards he will let you go. When he lets you go, he will surely thrust you out altogether. Speak now in the hearing of the people, and let them ask every man of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, articles of silver and articles of gold, and clothing." The Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, "This is what the Lord says, about midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female servant who is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of livestock. There shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there has not been, nor shall be any more. But against any of the children of Israel a dog won't even bark or move its tongue, against man or animal, that you may know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. All these your servants shall come down to me, and bow down themselves to me, saying, 'Get out, with all the people who follow you, and after that I will go out.'" He went out from Pharaoh in hot anger. The Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh won't listen to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt." Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Chapter 12. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, 'On the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household, and if their household is too little for a lamb, then he and his neighbor next to his house shall take one according to the number of the souls, according to what everyone can eat you shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You shall take it from the sheep, or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at evening. They shall take some of the blood, and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel, on the houses in which they shall eat it. They shall eat the flesh in that night, roasted with fire, and unleavened bread. They shall eat it with bitter herbs. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted with fire, with its head, its legs and its inner parts. You shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, but that which remains of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. This is how you shall eat it, with your waist girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will go through the land of Egypt in that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and animal. Against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments, I am the Lord. The blood shall be to you for a token on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and there shall no plague be on you to destroy you, when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be to you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations you shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, even the first day you shall put away yeast out of your houses, for whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. In the first day there shall be to you a holy convocation, and in the seventh day a holy convocation, no manner of work shall be done in them, except that which every man must eat, that only may be done by you. You shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this same day have I brought your regiments out of the land of Egypt, therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread, until the 21st day of the month at evening. 7 days shall there be no yeast found in your houses, for whoever eats that which is leavened, that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a foreigner, or one who is born in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations you shall eat unleavened bread.